Well, more so beforehand, you know, I mean, it's just a normal community, kids, everyone, you know. But before this, I mean, Ferguson has always been a really aggressive municipality. Before this, even, like, you would walk through and you wouldn't even have to be doing anything, and Ferguson would pull you, make you, you know, you would get stopped. It didn't even matter. Like, they would stop you, search you, you know, run your name, different things like that. Even just with walking through, ask you if you live out here. If not, they would tell you to go wherever you come from. So now, I mean, now it's just more so, it's gotten more serious with this situation. It's more so, like, the community has come together a lot more. It is sad that it has to be a situation like this for us to come together. But, you know, you never want to downplay any kind of, you know, movement or progress that we're making. Everything that's been going on, it's not, you know, everybody doesn't agree with everything. But it's more so of, you know, how much can you take? We go through this every day. We get profiled just even by living in this area. And, you know, I mean, it's like when they're supposed to serve and protect, it's like, now what do? It's like you're not sure of, are you safe? Even if you call the police, are they, you know, when they come out, are they going to hurt you? Are you, you know, it's like you can't. We can't decipher between the two. So now it's like it's just more so of a movement just to get this, everything, the truth out, everything out in the open. All I can say is I just commend the community with coming together and, you know, everything that took place up, you know, up front. You know, we're past that now and we're moving forward in a more positive light. We just have to get the truth out. If it had been any other kind of case, the assailant would be, you know, plastered all over everywhere. You know, they did this. This is who it is, and that's what it is. I mean, everybody just wants to know. I mean, there's a lot of people that were out here when it happened. So, I mean, things that are going around in the media, I don't want to speak about, you know, but things that are going around, it's not necessarily the truth. Things that are being said aren't the truth. And so we just want the truth to get out, and we just want everybody to come together and see that this is how we're being treated, and we're not going to take it anymore. It basically just reinforces everything that I suspected just by me personally having to deal with things that Ferguson has put us through. I mean, it's been times where you've seen I've had personal videotapes on my phone of Ferguson having no kind of probable cause to, like, search a person or to stop a person, but they would stop you, or, like, someone's car was, like, the alarm was going off. They broke into the person's car and was going through the car, searching their car without any kind of, you know. So it's like this is what I've already been seeing, but now it's just to the 10th power. And now, you know, it's not breaking into someone's car. It's breaking into someone's life and in their heart and taking someone away from us. So we're just looking to come together. We're not looking at anything other than just getting the truth out and making, you know, we want justice, that's all. We just want justice.
Do you think you'll get it?
I have a hope. That's what we hope for, you know. Like, I have a strong faith in God that he's going to, you know, make everything okay, and that everybody's going to come together. You know, people are going to be brought to justice. I hope that. But, I mean, this is real life. I just want to be realistic in everything that I'm saying. You know, it's happened before and nothing's happened. I know plenty of people that have gotten killed by the police, not just in Ferguson, but, and nothing's ever happened to them. So we're just hoping that this time this is it. We're not taking it anymore.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.